previously on Rogue Life.
I don't think that people are supposed to start floating mid-air like that, DeMarco.
Ma'am? Ma'am? Are you okay?
This device is shielded. We have found protection. Your master will not do to this world what they did to mine.
I'm sure that you have a lot of work to get done.
Well, okay, what's with the sunglasses?
Don't worry about it. Just look right here at this point. It's a shame that you couldn't give us any more information, Mr. Bowers. Don't worry. We won't bother you in the future.
No. I am telling you, they freaking neuralized me, Janet! No, we can't risk these feds going into Valhalla. They'll be completely lost!
Well, you're right. They're going. Let's meet them there.
Hey, Sherry, Michael Scott returning.
Oh, she's in a meeting. She just wanted the name of the employee you let.
Oh, hey, Benny. I've been watching things out here just like you asked me to. Well, okay, maybe not really. Mostly I've just been streaming season 2 of The Office on my phone and eating gas station hot dogs. I've even done a ranking. Do you want to see a list? My number 3 might shock you.
It's okay, Jen. Those Fed guys were pretty much just zeroed in on me and... Wait. Ranking of Office episodes or gas station hot dogs?
Both. Plus a pairing recommendation for each episode. Just saying. Casino Night works out so well with a 7-Eleven quarter-pound Big Bite with just 2 spritz of nacho cheese. Just 2. Any more, and it destroys the natural juices of the dog.
You are a hoot. Maybe later. So you made sure to never look straight at the building itself, right?
Yeah. I remember what you said. It'd be like the silence on Doctor Who. I'd forget everything that I saw.
Do I really need to watch Doctor Who? I already have way too many obsessions.
Hey, guys. I hurried over here as quick as I could.
Hey, Janet. Benny has been waiting for you.
Yeah. Waiting for everyone. Everyone, of course. We need to get this done now, before those creepy agents find a way to ruin everything.
Yeah, that tech lady has been here as well. What's your ETA?
Mr. Bowers, Miss Blake, Jen.
See, he actually remembers my first name.
Miss Blake, did you bring your equipment that you mentioned?
Yeah. 3 state-of-the-art stun guns. Not sure how much use they'll be.
That large of an influx of energy tends to disrupt Valhalla. That is how Darnell... I apologize. I should not talk about that.
James, you need to tell us what he is up to. It's the only way we can help you.
No, I insist. It is my cross to bear.
Whatever, Mr. Peterson. I have no idea how much it will be of help, but I do have my own state-of-the-art tech to help.
What, a flash drive? Ooh, scary.
Not just a flash drive, Jen. This is Independence Day-level virus here. You know, the Jolly Roger? They loaded it into a missile. The climax of one of the biggest summer blockbusters in history? Oh, come on! Not even you, Jen?
I was mostly watching for the relationship between Will Smith and his stripper girlfriend.
Yeah, fine. It's a great scene. Anyway, I'm sure that Valhalla won't like this. Assuming it has a USB port. You know? Maybe I should have thought this through a little more. Anywho, ready to do this?
It's now or never.
I still think that we could have planned a bit more carefully, but we have passed the point of no return.
All right, Jen, keep an eye out for anything unusual, but not on the building, of course. Let's roll out.
Oh, Benny. Circle K with mayo and relish is perfect with Dwight's speech. Trust me.
What is she talking about?
It's Jen. Don't worry about it. All right.
into the belly of the beast.
All right, let's get back to it. On to season 3.
Good day, ma'am. Agent Kara DeMarco. My partner and I understand that you are an employee of Rencor and would really appreciate a tour, if you don't mind.
Have you ever played one of those video games where every time you die, you start the game over with everything completely changed? Like the enemies, maps, weapons, abilities, everything is different. Well, that's my life. My name is Benjamin Bowers, but you can just call me Benny. You know, there's something really creepy to me about big corporate buildings. All of those people in suits just casually having conversations about sports around the water cooler? Why is the water cooler even there? Isn't the world obsessed with those fancy Stanley Cups these days?
Roguelife Episode 20, The Belly of the Beast.
Just see John Henry building a railroad into the cafeteria? Or was that just me?
Yeah, this is getting weird.
You have no idea the strange things that we have seen within Valhalla. Trust me, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
But how is it out here, in the real world? We are still in the real world, right?
Yes, I believe so, Mr. Bowers.
Wait. Holy crap! Was the dragon real? The dragon from the hotel room? Was that from Valhalla?
Well, yes. Yes, it was.
But how?
Shh, I hear something. Get back over here.
That was Lauren. That was an army of Laurens. What is really going on out here?
No clue, but I think we need to find the orb. James?
Valhalla may be in a variety of locations. We have been, studying it. Darnell has insisted that its location be kept a secret and on the move to avoid corporate espionage.
Yeah. I'm sure that the Apple and Google ninjas have been sneaking peeks in the middle of the night. Sheesh. Well, where could it be?
Well, 3 possible locations. It could be in Darnell's office here, the lab on the 3rd floor, or in the warehouse storage with the bodies here.
So, what do you think? Divide and conquer?
Are you kidding me? Have you ever actually seen a movie? No. We are in a world of horrors, so we will stick together.
I would have to agree with Mr. Bowers' assessment. Darnell's office is closest. We should move quickly.
Okay, the coast is clear. No army of evil exes.
Good. Because I have to warn you, Janet. You will need to defeat the army of evil exes in order to date me.
I love Scott Pilgrim!
Movie or comic?
Both!
Did you know that there is now an animated series on Netflix? It is highly interesting.
Oh my gosh. Did Mr. Peterson's robot heart start beating?
Oh, well, I assure you that my heart is... Oh. You are teasing me. I get it.
It's only because we like you, James.
Yes, I understand. I am just surprised that you have time to tease me between the googly eyes that you make to each other.
Oh my gosh, he just teased us. Well,
Just look at our little team.
Hey, Benny, James, Janet. Can you come here a minute?
I thought you had asked her to stay in the car, Mr. Bowers.
I smell a trick. Be careful.
Guys! I just really need you to come here to the lobby really quick. Trust me.
She might be in trouble.
And if nothing else, she'll end up triggering the evil army of Lorens with all her shouting.
Guys, come on. Please. Guys. Oh, hey, there you are.
Hey there, Jen. Maybe you should quiet down a bit.
Or perhaps you should speak up, Benjamin. Sprat?
Yeah, I'm here behind you three. I'm fast and sneaky. Hi, long time no see and whatnot.
So, you couldn't have mentioned that this place was still here? You couldn't have explained why there are bodies floating everywhere inside? You couldn't have let us, the only ones who could possibly help you, know what's going on?
You really don't know what you've stepped into here. I know that you may be used to spooks, but trust me, nothing like this. By the way, Bigfoot and Nessie, real or no?
We tried to warn you away from here. We've been inside Valhalla and escaped. I think that's why it doesn't affect us, but you guys are in for a rude awakening.
Well, what do we have here? We have some mouses in our houses. We can't allow that now, can we?
Sprat! Weapons free!
DeMarco, something's wrong with my weapon. It's turned into a water pistol.
Now! The naughty children should be punished!
What the... Sprat!
DeMarco!
Well then, good to meet you, Lauren Larkin. But I should be gone!
Guys, run!
Got it! James already has a head start!
Try to jump away, little bunnies, but the wolf is on the prowl!
Benny, look out for that!
I see it! Don't worry! Hard to miss a gigantic centipede with my ex-wife's face!
Come on now, Ben! Let's talk about things!
James! Slow down! Wait for us before you go into Darnell's office!
Mr. Bowers? Miss Blake? Where did...
Have you ever wondered why it is that a good vacation really seems to cure what ails you? Or how a good night's rest can make or break your day? My name is Darnell Johnson, acting CEO of RenCorp, and I am excited to show you what our talented teams have created that will completely change the world forever.
No. No, no, no!
This little device is called the Slice of Heaven. Wearing it as you sleep just once a week will transport you to another world unlike any dream that you have ever experienced. And the effects they can have are quite simply divine. But don't take my word for it.
My name is Cindy. Since getting COVID in 2021, I've had a chronic cough that had completely stumped my doctors. I tried all sorts of medications and treatments, and nothing worked. RenCorp invited me to their headquarters to try out the Slice of Heaven. As I slept, I was transported into a thrilling pirate adventure, where I was a captain and had to fight off an army of vampires trying to take over my ship. The whole experience was captivating and unlike any dream I've ever had before. Since experiencing the Slice of Heaven, I've not had a single cough. In fact, I feel 30 years younger.
If you think that story was exciting, check this out.
My name is Skylar, and I have had a congenital heart defect from birth. It's kept me from doing many of the activities that I saw other kids doing while growing up, and I feel like I missed out on the quintessential parts of life. RenCorp invited me in for a demonstration of the Slice of Heaven. I was skeptical, of course, but it took me into a soccer stadium. And I was the star player as thousands shouted my name. I ran in a way that I've never been able to in real life, dodging my opponents and even scored the winning goal. It was thrilling. Then the next day I went into the doctor's office and my heart was somehow whole, beating in regular rhythms, no more concerns. It is, in fact, a miracle. I can't believe it.
While RenCorp can certainly not guarantee miraculous healing from the slice of heaven, we can guarantee your experience will be like no other. Simply slip this on your wrist as you lay down at night, and your life will never be the same. Isn't that right, James? This is what you wanted all along. To bring the miracle to the masses. Nothing ventured. Nothing gained. Sure, the testing was a bit chaotic.
Mr. Johnson, I must insist.
Valhalla resisted our efforts to shave little bits of it. Created nightmares and sent them into the real world. That was all right with you, James, yes?
Mr. Johnson.
Hide behind the corporate line. Hide behind this persona that you've made for yourself. All formality and logic. But you know what it really is? Cowardice. You're afraid of what it would mean to stand up to what you clearly believe is wrong, especially if it means that your childhood friend Mr. Newsom is offended.
Mr. Johnson, this is highly...
Can it, James? You know what they call me, right? The Legal Reaper? I kill cases before they can ever go to court. I'm good at what I do.
Mr. Johnson, please.
You know, Reapers are more than executioners. They are judges of the living.
And you, James, have been judged. The pain that your cowardice has caused is inexcusable. And now, it is time for the Reaper to make his claim. Come now, James. Face your fate head on. Time to stop hiding.
Mr. Johnson, this is not you. You are a good man.
Am I, James? Do you know the horrors that our company has caused over the years? Do you know how much of it I would dodge me to cover up?
All company men like you and I have some blame to share with the evils of the corporate world, Mr. Johnson. All of us have run from that blame. But I, for one, also believe that people are basically good. We do not intend for the bad to happen, and we try to mitigate the damage. We try to bring light into this world. The real Mr. Johnson does this on a daily basis. He is giving. He cares for his employees. You, sir, are not him. You are some sort of creation of Valhalla, and I am tired of running. I am making a stand.
What do you expect will happen with that? If I'm from Valhalla, do you honestly expect some Spire State to stop the Reaper from collecting his due?
No. But I do expect that the power to this room is feeding Valhalla, and thus you. I believe that I shall give it an extra jolt to see what happens.
Well, at this point, I think we're back to the divide and conquer stage, right?
Okay. I guess we don't have much of a choice. Hopefully James can handle his own with Darnell's office. Do you know where the lab is?
Yeah, I can get there pretty easily.
Okay then. In the next hallway, you go left, and I'll go right. Okay?
Got it. And go!
Oh no! Two different directions? Whatever shall I do?
Okay, Janet, up the stairs. Good luck, Benny.
Janet.
Shut up. Come on, just through the door. I dare you. nothing up here. She's not up here, I guess. All right. This lab should be to the left. No. No, no. That's not right. No, what should... That should be here. It should be here. Let's just go back to the stairway. It's not here. Wait. No. No. No, no, no. How can I be back here?
Miss Blake, are you sure that you're okay?
She's been insistent, James. There's no turning back. If I'm okay with my health situation, she should be fine as well. We're almost to the cave!
Just be careful, Miss Blake. This should be an exciting discovery if the rumors are correct.
This breeze is delightful. It is truly beautiful out here.
Now this is interesting, Janet. Running towards adventure, full speed ahead. You were always like this.
Stephen? Where are you? How am I back in Norway?
What was that, Janet?
Nothing, sir.
You were never content to just take a beat to yourself and rest. Had to keep going. Keep defying the odds.
Shut up! Shut up! This isn't real!
The scouting team was able to find some strange readings from the cave. It seems that there's some sort of boundless energy.
Huh. Boundless energy. What a phrase. Very much fitting for describing a certain foster sister of mine.
I have a feeling we are about to discover something that will truly change the world, James. Something that will bind us all together.
Oh, how right he was, Janet. And I, for one, cannot wait for the unification.
Miss Blake, be careful on this ledge. It is extra icy.
Did you ever stop to think in this moment that maybe you were wrong? Since the Blakes passed away, you never stopped running towards the next thing. Never stopped to enjoy the moment. Hell, look around at this view. This is fantastic. You could have sat on this ledge and written beautiful poetry all about the creations of whatever god you believed in at the moment. But no, always running with your head down, Janet. When you have your head down, you tend to miss what's around you, Janet.
I'll be okay, James. Thanks.
Even in those days in high school, living at the Blake's, sitting around the house, watching TV, laughing. But your laugh was empty. Your thoughts were elsewhere. You were running ahead even then.
That's it! Straight ahead! We did it, Jim! This is the moment where everything changes!
Did the consecrated vessel understand back then just how special he would be?
Wait! Mr. Newsome! James, maybe we shouldn't do this. I've got a bad feeling about what might happen if we go in there.
It's not gonna work, Janet. These are memories. You can't change the past. Besides, Orion's power is what healed you. Why would you change that?
Nonsense, Janet. The future awaits.
Embrace fate, Janet. Come into the cave.
James? Mr. Newsome? Are you in here? So dark. Just a sec, I've got a flare. Ah! Steven! Is that you? What in the hell did you do to yourself?
I've opened myself to Orion's power, Janet.
Orion? What is Orion?
It is what makes all this possible. It's the great unification. It is the future.
If the future turns me into some Cronenbergian horror, I'm out, Steven.
All of Orion's followers are becoming one, Janet. This is what we wanted all those late nights at the Blakes, isn't it? To belong? To feel a connection? To be a true family?
Not like this, Stephen. You have faces growing all over you. You're a giant mass of flesh. You're a monster, Stephen. I'm gonna be sick.
Don't fear, Janet. You can join us as well. Finally, you can slow down. Faces around you become one with someone you love. Someone you love. How is that any way?
What is the deal with people trying to push us together? Seriously. Yeah, he's cute. Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, I'm happy when I'm around him, but we're also dealing with trying to stop an apocalypse. That takes priority.
There will always be another apocalypse to stop, Janet. But
Benny won't just wait around for you to stop bulldozing ahead.
Okay, fine then. Let's stop. Slow down. Let's catch up. Tell me, how is Bryce?
This isn't about my relationship, this is about you!
You two are coming up on, what is it, 5 years already?
Shut up, Janet!
Why? You were all so open to comment on me and my relationships. What about your own? Where is Bryce? Have you unified with him yet?
Shut up, Janet!
Hey, if becoming part of a whole big thing is so important, wouldn't you want the love of your life to join you? But I couldn't help but notice that he was nowhere to be seen in your creepy cult.
Shut up, Janet!
No, I can't. Too busy bulldozing forward! Okay. That was weird. Steven's okay. Looks like he's just floating Valhalla style. Well, the orb isn't here in the lab. So I hope that Benny is having better luck.
Benny, come on! Let's talk! You always run away instead of talking things through!
Yeah, maybe lose a few of those hundreds of limbs and become at least 5% less Lovecraft, and I'll consider it. Oh, okay, okay. Whew. All right, okay, let's just hope that Janet was right about that security badge. Right there on the desk. Well, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I can see how that would be awkward hanging from a belt loop.
Holy shnikes! Would you look at that? This is insane. An army of Ricks and an army of Laurens facing off, frozen in time. I think that something must be happening here that's a lot deeper than we realize. Okay. There's the orb. Valhalla. Oh my gosh. That's the real Lauren holding it. Clutching it tightly. That is actually her. Okay, okay. Come on, Benny. Come on. That's why you're here. To save her and everyone else that is still stuck. Okay. You can do this, Benny. Let's hope this works.
Rogue Life is written by Brady Flanagan, directed and edited by Brady Flanagan, assistant directed by Anthony Lovato, original music by Brady Flanagan and Willis Kramer, piano by Jill Flanagan, recorded at Two Rough Edges Studios, starring Allie Arbuckle, Amanda Flanagan, Anthony Lovato, Blake Haywood, Bob Bedore, Brady Flanagan, Brooklyn Kohler, Brooks Bedore, Casey Wayman, Dan Harvey, Jake Herrenberg, Jason Wild, Jim Dixon, John Crowder, Caitlin Johnson, Kevin Buckner, Melinda Yeaman, Melissa Head, Michelle Gardner, Richard Head, Rio Lefevre, Robert Neal, Rusty Bringhurst, Truman Barnes, narrated by Blake Haywood, art by Blake Haywood, production manager Melissa Head. Next time on Rogue Life, Lauren shows how to try again in episode 21, Futility.